The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio. And we're going to jump right in here because this is a story about one of probably one of my most favorite celebrities and favorite African Americans. Mr. Elon Musk came out and he seems to have a better understanding of the Second Amendment than most all congressional Democrats.
And is he not African American, Roger?
Of course he is. He actually holds dual citizenship.
So
from Africa and the United States.
Right.
He is truly legally an African American.
Elon Musk, an actual real African American, has a better understanding of the Second Amendment
than do congressional Democrats. Imagine that.
Well,
oh my God.
Even some Republicans, Roger.
I know.
Some of those are wishy-washy.
Yeah, they are. It's politicians in general. I mean, you look at history.
But you're right. It's mostly Democrats. Well, let's put it this way.
No.
Republicans will give fodder to the Democrats to play ball, but you're not going to have a Republican call for compensation.
Most Republicans have passed the most comprehensive gun control in the last 50
years.
That's
what I mean.
Passed by Republicans.
Well, I know. That's what I mean. They'll play fodder with the Democrats, and I don't know why, but they do. But you're not going to hear them call for compensation, and that's
not
exactly
that,
what the Democrats
think
are
about
doing.
This. The Hughes Act in 1986, Reagan signed that.
I know.
Which limited all fully automatic weapons from being possessed by citizens, even with the additional federal background checks, tax stamps, all the additional stuff. He eliminated anybody from owning anything manufactured after 86.
Again, they've given fodder on this issue to the Democrats, and they did it thinking, oh, well, this will calm them down and preserve the Second Amendment. And what stupid thinking. Because they ought to know if you give the Democrats an inch, what are they going to do with it?
Take a mile.
They're going to take a mile. So if you allow that, for instance, we're going to ban AR-15s. Well, the action of an AR-15 is the same as a pistol and anything else.
Or
that we
a Mini-14
or a Mini-14 or anything else. And so what would the Democrats do? They will never, if the Republicans give in again and allow for the banning of an AR-15, how long will it be, Roger, before they ban something else?
Well, let me ask you something. They always talk about compromise. Now, what does a compromise involve?
Shit. In the Democrats' mind, you agree with us, there's compromise.
Yeah, exactly. Not the definition, however. No. Compromise, you give, you get, you work a deal.
You work a deal.
So, if we were to give some sort of, I guess, additional safety measure in this case, what do gun owners get in response? What do they get in trade for that? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's not compromise. It's sacrifice.
Nothing. And shame on Republicans. If you're going to have no gonads and play this game of, okay, well, we're gonna go with the Democrats on a red flag law or we're gonna go with them on some type of
banning stocks. What was the last national gun control action that was taken that you can remember?
The bump stock?
Right, the bump stock. And that was done by yours truly, Donald Trump. Republican.
Again, trying to play ball thinking that the Democrats would come around. Well, here's the thing. If you're gonna have that frame of thought, Republicans, and play ball, then there's got to be something given, as Roger said.
What do we get? Yes.
So if you're going to compromise again and do the bump stock thing or do restriction of any kind, then you need to couple that with universal carry that I can carry in
reciprocity
every state.
Yeah.
So
you
there's got to be give
and
take.
I need a national gun permit.
Yeah, I want a national gun permit. If that's going to be, because there's got to be give and take. And so far, all you've done is taken away from the Second Amendment.
Pass the Hearing Protection Act, meaning take suppressors off the restricted list.
Yeah.
And buy them as you would any other pistol.
Any other pistol.
Because, I mean, the crimes committed in the past 90 years with any kind of suppressed weapon, the number of crimes committed in the last was two.
Right.
Two crimes in 90 years. It's basically 0%, a statistical anomaly. Two crimes, which means they're obviously not near as deadly as any other weapon.
As any other.
Because, you know, most people are not interested in committing crimes. They're interested in protecting their hearing and not wanting to annoy their neighbors.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Protect their hearing and just make it more pleasurable to enjoy the shooting sport.
Exactly.
You know, the fact that Hollywood makes it look like these things are completely silent.
Oh, right, right.
Especially when you have one on a rifle, it's not completely silent.
In the real world, it doesn't go doop, doop.
Yeah. Now it does in a slow caliber handgun. Yeah, it does. You hear the shells clacking on the concrete as the loudest part of that gun, or the clacking of the action is the loudest thing. But when they show rifles and they show them shooting AR-15s with suppressors on them and zero noise, not at all true. Zero. You shoot a 5.56 through a suppressor. Yeah. It's going to cut down some of the flash and some of the sound.
Yeah.
But you do not want to fire that, even suppress, without ear protection. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good determining factor.
Yeah.
If you would do it without ear protection, then that's a pretty quiet weapon.
Yeah.
But how is being quiet going to prevent you from shooting people?
Exactly. Well, you know? It sure hasn't stopped people these days.
No. So. And a suppressor is just a muffler. You could build one out of PVC and cardboard. I mean, it's not like the technology is so astounding that you couldn't do it very easily. I mean, they could be built out of almost anything. But the fact of the matter is, it would protect people's hearing, especially military.
Right.
A lot of the military is adopting suppressors now for practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, give us something in return. If we say, okay, you have an additional background check you want to run, and anybody buying a military-style assault rifle, fine. What do we get in return? Where's the compromise part of that? Because like I said before, you know, just because a gun has a pistol grip does not make it any more deadly.
Right.
Just putting a flash suppressor on one does not make it any more deadly.
And calling it an assault rifle doesn't make it
Putting racing stripes on your Taurus does not make it a race car.
Doesn't make it a race car. And calling an assault rifle doesn't make it fully automatic.
No, it does not change the definition of how it works. Just like, you know, you put stripes on a car does not make it a race car. Doesn't change the way it works.
Although,
it just changed the way it looks.
A lot of people seem to think that, Roger. And making your car louder doesn't make it faster either.
Sometimes it does.
Well, I guess I should qualify. Right, when you do it properly.
Tell me about the exhaust you don't have on any of your cars.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Every one of them. But, so yeah, I should rephrase that.
Doing it properly
because you're adding something, because you are adding performance, that's one thing. But to all these little four-banging zoom-zooms out there who just put... well, some of them do it because they do.
I rode in one that was a 600-horsepower Honda Civic.
Well, that's a guy who's actually doing modification.
But
I see a lot of them out there that are cutting stuff off just to get the loud noise.
Yeah, and, you know, but that doesn't make it a race car.
That doesn't make it a race car.
You know, just because something's loud, it doesn't make it a race car.
Now, when you do it properly and you put some NOS on there and you're getting your little four bangers doing that,
isn't it funny how they want to make it illegal to make cars louder, but they want to keep guns louder?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're going kind of backwards on
that,
aren't they?
That's a good point.
If you want to have stop noise pollution.
You know, Roger, that's a good point.
Let's start here.
None of my motorcycles that I own are legal in California.
Right, because they have an exhaust side, which makes them
perform better.
They have a
stupid rule in California.
That's right.
But yet,
in California, you can't even own a suppressor.
Yeah, you can't have a suppressor.
So they want their guns to be loud, but their cars to be quiet.
Yeah.
If you want to stop noise pollution, stop it all the way around.
Yeah, right.
Let's have a blanket.
Let's be consistent.
Yes, let's be consistent.
But asking a Democrat to be consistent, Roger, come on. That's like asking a fat kid not to eat the Krispy Kreme donut you dangled in his face.
Or the cupcake, yes.
Or the cupcake.
Keep the fat kid away from the cupcake. Yeah, not going to happen.
Roger, I got to tell you, this is terrible. This is bad. Up until the last couple of weeks, I was losing weight. But I'm probably not losing weight anymore because somebody turned me on to this freaking app called Too Good To Go. Have you heard of this?
No. Explain me. Mansplain me.
So you need to get this. Well, actually, Roger.
I probably don't
need to get this because I don't need it. But now I've got it because this freaking people made me get this. You can go on this app. Just download the app. Click on it. And every day, it's going to tell you surprise bags you can go pick up for 50, 75, sometimes 90% off at different restaurants.
Wow.
Including Krispy freaking Kreme.
Now,
so the last 2 weeks, I have gotten a dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme. Fresh donuts. You just have to go when they're closing. So I go at 9:30, and they give you a 12 donuts for $5.
What? Oh, my God.
That's more than half off.
That's like your crack.
Yeah, that's pretty much crack.
For you, that's crack, yes.
And
that's awesome.
Twice when I've gone, the guy is like, oh, dude, you can pick what you want. Normally, you don't get to pick. They just make
you get the glazed
surprise,
donuts, and that's it.
And it's usually glazed.
Now, is this usually toward the end of the evening, or does it matter what time of day?
No, you want to check it in the morning because they only do it a limited amount. Roger, last week, I went to a barbecue place I've never been to before because I just walked in there when they were closing. He goes, you here for the surprise bag? Yep. I got two things of macaroni something and some other kind of side, some kind of dessert, and a smoked half a chicken and some other things for $5.99.
Holy cow. Oh, my God.
All over this site.
Well, we should keep that secret.
All over this site. Yeah, I probably should have kept it secret.
But no, that's cool, though.
Wow. I'm not kidding. So you go on it usually sometime in the morning or afternoon, just click on it, and it'll show you whatever area now, you want to look in. It'll show you which restaurant it has a
surprise. So you set the area, or does it know where you're at?
It will do geo...
geofencing.
Fencing.
There you go.
But you can put in, if you're going to Duluth, you put in Duluth. If you're going to Cartersville for the day, put in Cartersville. And you'll find, because there are some that'll do lunch deals where you come at 2 o'clock.
Right. Now, a lot of places shut down after lunch, and that's it. Yeah. So those places
will give it to you.
Wow.
And then there's places that, some of them are between 7, like this barbecue place, I had to be there by 8 o'clock. And I walked in.
Oh, at night?
I walked in five minutes till 8 and got this big old bag of food.
It becomes a day old, I guess, and they can't really sell it.
There's a New York, I had no idea this place existed. There's a New York pizza joint that's, I don't even remember where it is now. I'll have to look it up.
I'm gonna have to know about
that. But, it's a New York pizza joint I've never heard about, a hole in the wall place, and it came up on this Too Good To Go app. I got two slices of pizza and I'm not sure what else. Again, for like $5.
Wow.
And it was thin New York style, big slices of pizza. So.
And in this Kamala economy, we're going to have to work on that.
Yeah,
more
right.
More.
This should be a tip for how to survive in Kamala's economy.
I mean, the grocery stores are just, they're.
So, yeah, you need to. Yeah, do that app.
Cleaning up.
Find that app. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. They're driving prices up. They're doing it on purpose. So maybe this is a little help from the, Locked and Loaded show.
And on point with Victor.
On point with Victor. Download Too Good To Go app. Too Good To Go. And you too can get a dozen donuts for $5.
And you too can help save your family's economy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, you, like this barbecue place I went to, if I had wanted to, I could have got however many bags they had left, 2, 3, 4. And
now,
do they
pre-package these bags?
Yeah. When I got to the barbecue place, now some of them they'll have it packaged and ready to go because they'll do it like 50 minutes before they're going to close. They'll start loading these bags with the food
and
they have left
over.
People
who are used to coming in will come get.
They'll have your name and ready, and you show them the app, they'll swipe and that verifies you pick it up. But the barbecue place, I got there and the guy just goes, "Oh, okay, man, hold on, I'm going to hook you up." And he just started chopping meat and this, that, and the other and filled it up the bag and gave it to me.
Wow.
And so if you get there at the right time, I mean, these people, some of them will hook you up.
How many of the bags they have.
And it depends on what they have left over. Yeah.
Right. And it varies from day to day.
But the app will show you 2 left, 3 left.
I've done that back in the day before there was any apps or phones.
Mm-hmm.
We were visiting an establishment that's known for dancers.
Right.
We went to a fashion show where they mostly showcased the shoes. And afterwards, everybody was a little hungry. Now, the McDonald's had closed 10 minutes before we got there.
Of course they did.
And we asked him, "Do you have any?" He goes, "Do you have anything left?" He's like, "Yeah, I got like 9 sandwiches. I'll throw you some fries." Or, "I got 9 sandwiches left. You want them?" It's like, "What are?" "No fish." He goes, "Nope, no fish. Everything else is burgers." He goes, "Fine, we'll take them all." So the guy gives us these 9 sandwiches left, whatever the cost of that was. So we take one of the bags, empty it out, put about 3 or 4 beers in there, and hand it back to the guy through the window. He comes back. He goes, "Whoa, wait right here." He runs in, gives us a giant bag full of fries and apple pies.
Oh, that's great. You know, that's awesome. See, I used to do that, too, back in the day. Gosh, I was a teenager. I used to trade food.
We did that at the music festival.
Yeah, the music festival. Yes. Oh, you and I were the gurus of that.
Man, we set it up. Everybody got fed.
We sure did.
I'll just run this down real quick. We were at a beer booth selling beer for...
Yeah, the two guys who don't drink beer.
We're selling beer. Whatever dollars per glass, per cup. The beer guy comes by and he's checking the levels and everything. And he goes, "Oh, by the way, if you guys want beer, just fill it up, but don't use the cups. We count the cups."
Right,
you can bring your own cup, you can fill up whatever you want. Yep. Really? So, he goes, "Yeah, you can have all the beer, just don't use these cups.
Don't use the cups." And Roger and I went, "Ba-ding!"
We started looking around at all the other food vendors going, "Hey, how you doing?"
Well, basically, Roger and I looked at each other and went, "Well, we don't drink the beer, but we sure will eat the hell out of that food.
Hot dogs, that pizza,
hot dogs,
sandwiches,
pizza, oh yeah."
So we went all there and said, hey, if you guys bring your own cup, we'll give you beer. Yeah. You give us some food.
You bring your cup and bring food with you, we'll hook you up.
This guy brought a little thermos for his whole crew. Man. We filled him up, sent him on his way. He left us with sandwiches and hot dogs and hamburgers for our whole shift.
For the whole shift. We were.
Those guys are like, where'd you get this? I go, you don't worry about a thing. We got you.
We got you. Everybody wanted to work with me and Roger. That was great.
Yeah, and
hey, you guys coming back tomorrow? Sure.
It was funny because it was the charity was like for dogs.
It was for pets.
And my slogan was, come on, buy a beer, send a dog to college.
Send a dog to college, yeah. Oh, dude, I think you and I probably had the record sales.
Oh, yeah, they told us. For our shift, we had more sales.
We had more sales.
Because we had the assembly line going.
Yep.
We were hustling.
You and I did it right. And we pulled people in because of our great slogans.
That's right.
And we even pissed off PETA, who was not far from us in a booth, people love tasty animals.
People eating tasty animals,
yeah,
yes.
Right, that. Oh, see, Roger, look, I just got a thing.
Oh.
Just the thing.
From the app.
Good to go. Some delicious food is waiting for you.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
including freaking donuts.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm going to have to work on that.
You probably should get it. I'll try.
I don't need that, but I have to eat. I got to eat.
You got to eat. And a donut every now and then is not a bad thing.
It's never killed anybody. Well, as far as I know, it's never killed anybody.
Not that I know of.
Granted, you could choke on one, I suppose.
Right. I suppose you could.
Trying to eat three at the same time. Yeah.
Right. Let's not do that.
Don't be that guy.
Oh, my gosh. But anyway, you probably need to get back to some gun stories, and I need to go do some other stuff.
Well, oh, yeah. Just real quick before we go, though. Since you're here, I was gonna. They have this interview with Kamala.
Oh God!
Oh no! Not,
oh, Kamala, you're talking about
Warnock. Raphael Warnock. They asked him,
the bozo senator from the state of Georgia.
NBC. Should Kamala try and pass mandatory gun confiscation, which she has repeatedly said she supports? We're not going to be able to get where we need to go. Here's Warnock's answer. Yeah. We're not going to be able to get where we need to go without action. So basically, she asked him a question, and NBC comes out, yes or no? He says, yes. So Raphael Warnock admitted flat out he supports Kamala's action to try and confiscate guns.
Their goal is to confiscate guns. There's no doubt about it. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment. And listen, Kamala, they've told you what they're going to do. Kamala Harris is lying through her teeth. Now, and who was it? Who's the 120-year-old dude from Vermont, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was on TV this over the weekend and actually told the truth. They asked him, well, Bernie, are you upset that Kamala has flip-flopped on all her views and now she's not so progressive? And Bernie Sanders actually looked and said, no, Kamala hasn't changed. She's just doing and saying the words that she needs to say to get elected. He said that.
So he's basically calling her a liar on national TV.
Yeah, he basically said that she's just lying to get elected. And he's okay with that because if this woman gets in power and the Democrats come in power with her and they get enough power, they're going to stack the Supreme Court and bye-bye Second Amendment. And
then, they will
find a way to do gun.
Well, they're already doing it. They're already doing it. They're violating. These people will stand there,
it's terrible,
put a hand on a Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution.
Right, to uphold the Constitution.
And then the very next breath, they'll violate it left, right, and center.
But they're going to do this. And then they're going to use the tax system to try and tax you out of ownership of a gun, just like they're taxing you out of owning a home and they're taxing you out of owning a car.
Right. I mean, you think about owning property in this country. You never own anything.
No.
The property taxes continue to roll in.
It's really, really
sad. No matter how much you pay for something, you never own it.
Look what they want to do. They want to tax ammunition so they can price ammunition to where no one can afford it except the government.
I understand that. That's backdoor gun control.
100%.
Because arms is not just guns. Arms is arms, ammunition, accessories, all that stuff.
I mean, if you don't have bullets, you've got a rock in your hand.
Yeah, so you got a club. But the fact that they're going to try and push this. Now, I don't know if they've got enough pull to get this done. And I don't know if enough people would stand up to them
Roger, the agenda. The problem is we've gone through the last 16 more plus years saying, oh, it can't happen here. Can't happen here.
But look at Nazi Germany. It happened there. And they said the same thing.
In fact, I mean, look what's happening.
There's pictures out there of, bins full of gold wedding bands from people in the concentration camps. But before they collected the wedding bands or the gold rings, they collected all the guns.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they did. And this is along those same lines.
100%.
And history repeats itself over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And like I say all the time, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. God. And here we go down the same road that has killed so many civilizations, right. And we're willing to let it happen.
And that's why I say, don't ever say it can't happen here. I hear that so often. And
it's happening
already. It'll take longer to happen here, but it can happen here. So if you care about your kids and their kids and their kids and kids and kids, if you care about multiple generations.
Well, when your kids are in public school, they're being indoctrinated to believe this is the way things are supposed to be.
That's another problem.
Now, see, and it's funny, they're bashing Trump. Kamala ads are bashing Trump for wanting to eliminate the Board of Education.
Department of Education.
Yeah, Department of Education.
Let me tell you something. I've been calling for that for years. So, Kamala, screw you. Donald Trump's 100% right. And if there's any so-called never Trumper out there, which I'm just getting sick and tired of you people. But if you, the reason George Bush didn't do it, Romney wasn't going to do it. No other Republican would stand in front of the people and say, hey, we're going to get rid of the Department of Education. But Trump did, and every Republican knows that needs to happen.
Right. Now, the Department of Education, it was founded, what, in the 70s,
I think? Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter started the Department of Education. And the education level in our country overall has gone down every year. On a worldwide scale, we are some of the least educated people coming out of public school.
And now it's getting even worse because of their transgender.
DEI, trans education.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to balance my checkbook. Oh no, you need to accept trans people.
First, you've got
to. What does that have to do with education?
First, you got to understand equity and
DEI.
And diversity.
Diversity, equity,
and you've got to understand trans and you got to want tampons in boys' bathroom. No.
Yeah. People coming out of a public high school can't do their own taxes.
Yeah.
They have no idea how to begin doing that.
How many times, because I know this has happened to you, and this just happened to me again the other day, because you use cash, I use cash, and how many times have you had the teenager or 20-year-old look at you and go, oh, I already hit the button. Well, no, I want my proper change. Well, no, I already did it. Because they can't count backwards and give you change.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, like,
they can't
you give
make
the guy,
you
he hits the button on the thinking you're going to pay it, and then you give him, it's a $15 and 10 cent bill.
Yeah.
You give him $20 and 10 cents, and he doesn't know what to do.
And he doesn't know what to do. And he keeps trying to, well, here's 90 cents. No. You just need to give me
$5.
But I hit the button. Well, yeah. I don't care if you hit the button. I'm giving you the proper amount. And you just give me $5.
The fact that they're coming out of public schools and can't do basic math is horrifying.
Basic math.
Now, granted, I understand with calculators and computers, it's much easier and you don't tend to be as fast at it.
I'm totally fine with
it. But the fact that somebody can't take 15 minus 5 and come to 20, you know, or
the fact
five
that they can't count backwards, that's something that you should have learned in elementary school. But I'm okay. Use
I learned that from my mom.
Right, yeah.
You have three seconds.
You
three, two, one.
No doubt. And that's 100% true. But it's a shame. But I would be okay with these. If they can't count backwards, then pull out your fancy Apple Watch or your Apple
your calculator
phone
and
do the
math.
Calculations on there. And
your math scares them.
They look at you with these deer in headlight looks.
Yep, that's it. Oh, my God. And they look at the change in their hand. They look at the register. They don't know what to do. And you can try and help them and explain it to them. And
sometimes they do get it, and sometimes they just look at me like,
I have to get my manager. Never mind. Let me.
Yes.
Here.
I've had that several times.
Take the 20, just punch in and give me the 90 cents.
Give me the stupid change.
Yes. It's,
and then I turn around and go, I would like change for this change.
Yeah.
Now go get your manager.
Don't confuse them.
Oh,
my God.
It's insane.
But yeah, our education system is failing our youth.
Yeah.
And we need to put it back in the hands of the local governments and the local parents and the PTA
to
get the education level up to where it needs to be. Because kids today graduating can't compete on a world scale.
It's sad.
And it's funny because you look at a lot of people like Bill Gates. He dropped out of college when he was, I think, in grad school. And he's a billionaire.
Yep. And the
you know, because the education system was failing them.
Yep.
They couldn't be taught anything more than what they were being taught was not going to help them succeed. And they realized this and they got out of the situation.
Yep.
Which is what we need at this point.
I mean,
we need to eliminate the Department of Education.
100%.
And put it back to people who care about the results.
That is a reason. I don't care if you hate Trump. That is reason enough to vote for Trump is the fact that he has the gonads to look at you and politicians and say, when I come in there, Department of Education,
day one,
you're gone.
Yeah.
Day one, we're going to start doing these things. And now, granted, it's going to take an act of freaking Congress, but he's going to be able, because here's the thing, what people don't understand, it can be done. The legislators are going to fight Trump on shutting down the Department of Education.
But because it's thousands and thousands of jobs.
He can defund it.
Oh, yeah, budget-wise.
Once you defund it, they're gone.
It's like backdoor gun control. He can do backdoor cutting of departments.
And Donald Trump
will give you enough funding for six people to sit up here and try to do the job of 10,000.
I would defund it completely to where they can't, no one can, will have, the money will run out.
But they're using this as an example of the bad thing Trump's gonna do. They're pointing this out as something bad he's gonna
do. Right, right. As if
and if you have any idea, this is one of the best things we can do.
It's 100%. And he wants to drop the, now look, the corporate tax rate should be zero, but at least Trump said he's gonna drop it to 15. They're freaking out. Because you gotta understand, when you lower taxes and when you
go over this real quick. Let's cover that.
When you lower regulations, when you do these things and you get rid of government departments, what are you doing? You're giving power to the people and you're taking power away from government.
What are the first words in the Declaration of Independence?
We the people. No,
we the people.
Yeah.
And if you believe in that, actually that may be the Constitution.
It is the Constitution.
The Constitution, I mean. That's what I meant. The first three words in the Constitution are we, the people.
The Declaration
doesn't say us, the government. It says we, the people.
Right.
Now, if you believe the government is the best way to do everything, then you need to be re-educated.
Leave the country. Go somewhere else. There's plenty of countries for you to go to.
Right. Or you need to educate yourself.
Or get educated,
And so, unfortunately, the public school system has failed.
It says we, the people of these United States. And not we, the people of these United States, give autonomy to the government or give all power.
In fact, the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights.
It restricts the government.
Tells the government what they cannot
100%.
Do. It doesn't tell you what you can do. It says what they cannot do.
And if you read the first three articles, it explicitly lays out the job of the executive, the job of the legislative, judicial. And the job of the judicial.
Yep.
And it clearly states 18 enumerated powers. So if Donald Trump really wanted a clean house,
he could do it with the Constitution in hand.
He could just pull out the Constitution and goes, you're not one of these 18, you're done.
You're out of here.
You're not one of these 18, you're done.
No, what's he going to say? You're fired.
You're fired. You're fired. And he should go through.
He needs to bring that back for sure.
This is why you need to get out and not just vote for Trump. You need to vote for all your House members to be
down
Republican.
Down ticket.
Because if the Republicans can get enough control in the House, they can defund every one of these things.
Just now, let's put it in terms people can understand. When they start defunding departments in the federal government, what does that do to your taxes?
Oh, wow.
Imagine a sudden, your paycheck goes up by $50, $100,
$200, $500. Yes, the savings. And this is the thing. The taxpayer, we are the government. We fund the government. So if we, just as in your household, if you budget and you have more money left over, that's your money. You don't give it to somebody else. That's your money.
Right.
You decide how your family's going to use it. Well, the government, that's our money. So when they start to kill these programs, and those are tax savings, that comes back to we the people.
Ideally,
should come back to the taxpayer.
To the tax people. Because when the federal government started the income tax, it was a maximum of 3%.
And for only the 1 or 2% of the population.
Well, because at that time, no one made as much money. $100,000 was a ridiculous amount of money that no one made And then as inflation took over, they never adjusted that, but they did adjust the tax rate up to, I think now it's at 40% or right near 40%.
Ridiculous. They turned it into a progressive Marxist socialist.
I know. And if you want to turn that around, you want to have, look at your budget and go, who knows how to spend my money better than me?
Yeah.
You want the government? Does the government know how to spend your money better, or do you know how to spend your money better?
You have a certain amount coming in every month. Who's going to spend that better? You or elected bozo officials?
Right, who just want to get their pockets lined.
Pretend to represent you, but are really making that. And I talked about this earlier, Roger. These politicians are up there in Washington creating generational wealth for themselves so that they can outrun all the BS that they're forcing on we the regular
people.
Well,
it's like when Obamacare was passed.
Yeah.
What did they do?
Carved themselves out of it.
They exempted everybody in the congressional branch and in the federal
including
government.
Including their
little workers.
Yeah, their staff. Their entire staff.
That's it.
Staff.
Eliminated from having to participate in this. Now, how is that equality under the law?
Yeah, no, they're
not even close.
And I've said
nobody was outraged by this.
Boy, if I were ever elected, I would put a bill forward that anything the United States government passes, they must endure first.
Right, so or they have to live by,
They have to live by.
Because, I mean, anything, it's silly to put them, they put themselves on a pedestal and we let them do it.
Yeah, we let them do it. That's crazy.
That's the worst part. Now, Grant, think about the Department of Education, though, because I'm hearing these ads going, Donald Trump wants to eliminate the Department of Education, as if it's a bad thing.
As if it's a bad thing, yeah.
Think about what your kids are learning in school and how much of it you disagree with.
Right. How much did you find out during
COVID? You want your state, your county, your PTA groups to have more influence over what your kids actually learn?
100%.
Do you want them going through their college, their high school years learning diversity, equity, inclusion, but no math?
Speaking about diversity, if you're a minority voter out there, the best thing that could ever happen to your kids is for the Department of Education to be shut down. Because if you want school choice, if you want your black or brown child to be treated and educated instead of being looked down on, then you better get the federal government out of the business of teaching your kid.
All right, and on that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2 only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients dedicated to fighting for your healthcare freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down www.docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's www.docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Jacqueline Kamala, there we go. Get used to that for the next 4 years if you plan on voting for her. That cackling voice as she goes and strips your rights away from you. Like we talked about earlier, NBC was interviewing Raphael Warnock, the senator, and he supports Kamala's attempt to pass mandatory gun confiscation. Now, how is that even constitutional? They're going to make up restrictions, going to make up special laws, they're going to make up specialty rules to classify guns differently. Oh, well, they didn't have those guns during the Revolutionary War, so those don't count. Yeah, well, they didn't have the internet, TV, radio, any of that during the Revolutionary War, and yet here you are trying to compare the two. Take all your ads off the radio. If you believe that the Second Amendment only applies to muskets, then don't touch your computer ever again. Don't read any newspapers or any news sources that aren't printed on actual paper. Don't read the computer. Don't have the internet. Don't have any other freedom of speech that's allowed to us with the electronic advances we've made since then. And if you truly believe that, then you're probably an idiot. I'm sorry. But the world advances, technology marches on, and things change. But the basic understanding of what the amendments were written for still exists. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press. See, it actually says freedom of the press, referring to the printing press, which means if it wasn't printed on a printing press, that freedom does not apply, according to the people who don't believe that modern advancement is still protected by the constitutional amendments. So don't sit there and tell me, oh, I have freedom of speech on the internet. No, you don't. You have freedom of speech. You have freedom of the press, which means if you put it on paper and print it, then you have freedom. Other than that, you can't send any information via any other source other than from your mouth to someone's ears. If you use the internet, if you use a radio, if you use a TV, you're violating the Constitutional Amendment. Of course, you're really not, but that's the way some of these anti-gun people are. They're trying to drag us back into the 16th, 17th century, 18th century to try and enforce these unconstitutional laws. I mean, could you imagine if Kamala tries to pass mandatory gun confiscation? I hope that never even becomes an option on any bill or any voting platform. And if it does, by some amazing chance, they manage to manipulate the voting to where they get that passed or get that through, I don't want to be here when they try and confiscate guns from everybody in the United States. There are over 400 million guns in the United States and trillions of rounds of ammunition that they're going to try and confiscate. Now, of course, they're going to try and make an example of a few people first, and everyone's going to have to decide at that point. I mean, you got to look at this like the people in Germany did. How far do we go to go along to get along? How far do we go? And a lot of people are going to look at their lives and go, you know what? I have a wife. I have some kids. I'm doing okay. I have a decent house. This is not the hill I want to die on. I don't want to fight for my right to keep my guns. They're not that important to me. But unfortunately, that's just step one. That's how Nazi Germany was able to establish concentration camps, because they took the guns away from everybody first. So when they come to your house and decide, oh, wait, we saw your kids, you know, he flipped off a trans kid. Oh, my God, he's going to jail. You're going to jail. We're taking your house. There's nothing you can do to defend at that point. At that point, it's too late. You've already given up whatever rights, whatever ability you had to defend yourself and your family. You gave that up when you decided you didn't want to stand for those rights. And I know it sounds kind of extremist. It probably is. I hope that never comes to pass during my lifetime. But it's happened before. And chances are it will happen again. I don't know if it'll happen in this country, but it will happen again. There will be places where people who give up their guns will have to submit, be submissive to those in the government who still have the guns. How are they going to force you to do anything without guns? They're not. They're going to have to keep their weapons in order to enforce the law. And it's crazy to think that our government would be so violent against its own people. But I have a feeling if they try and pass a gun confiscation law, it's going to be horrible. There's going to be lots of bloodshed. There's going to be division among all walks of people. All different types of people are going to be divided. And it's crazy because you always look at Democrats, Republicans, whites, blacks, women, men, rich, poor, old, young. The government is always trying to divide us up amongst ourselves so we don't pay attention to what they're doing. The only thing they fear is that all Americans will come together as a single entity and force their hand into being responsible, into being accountable, into being constitutional under the rules they have that they have to enforce on us, they have to enforce on themselves. The fact that they exempt themselves from so many of the laws that they pass on everybody else is completely illegal, but yet no one seems to care about the law if it gets done what they feel it needs to get done. With a lot of politicians, the ends justify the means. So they will use whatever means necessary to get their agenda. Whether it's illegal, immoral, they don't care. They want their agenda to go through, and taking the guns away is one of the first things they're going to do in the event of any kind of dictatorship or any kind of unconstitutional rule or any kind of change in the Constitution that's going to be illegal is going to be done by taking the guns away, because no one will be able to defend themselves. They won't be able to defend their communities. They won't be able to defend their households against tyranny. And I'm seriously hoping it's not going to come to this. I'm pretty sure right now we still have enough power in the ballot box to be able to curb this violation of constitutional rights. And you think you're protected because, oh, the government, like Victor was saying earlier, oh, that can't happen here. That would never happen here. You don't think there's any corrupt governments anywhere in this country that do what they want to do and the people around them just let it happen? It's funny because a lot of people watch movies and they always side with the people who are on the right side of things. But yet in real life, they won't do that. You side with the one guy who's being persecuted by the local law enforcement. There's movies, I mean, what about, the First Blood movie? The Rock was in the movie, Walking Tall. That was based on a true story where a guy came back to his home and the local enforcement officers were running their own scams, running their own drugs, and didn't care because they had the law. They were the law in that particular city. Nobody could stop them. They did what they wanted to do, and no one could do any different. And if there was a problem, they would eliminate it on their own. That is tyranny, basic and simple. And every time you watch one of those movies, you stand up for the person who's on the right side of things. And that's what you're going to have to do here. If you believe in our country as it is, if you believe in the Constitution and what it stands for, like Victor was talking about, there are enumerated rights for the judicial, for the executive, for the legislative branch. They all have their duty spelled out for them. And if they go beyond this, they're violating the Constitution. Now, do we need to rewrite the Constitution? If you believe that's the case, then okay, I understand where you're coming from. But if you believe the Constitution is still the document which runs the law of this land, then you need to vote for people who believe in that too. Not the people who will stand and swear on a Bible that they will uphold the Constitution and then turn around and violate their oath the minute they get a chance, the second they get a chance, in a heartbeat, they will turn around, believe themselves to be superior to you, give themselves rights, and take yours away every single time. And I'm not saying it's just Democrats or Republicans. A lot of the politicians feel this way, that they are above the law because they are a sitting senator, they are a sitting congressperson. Yeah, well, you know what? That doesn't give you the right. You are a public servant. You are here to serve the people. You are our representatives. You're supposed to represent what we want. You're not supposed to be there ruling or lording over the regular citizens, giving yourselves powers that you're not supposed to have, taking rights away from us that you still hold on to. I want to see any of the executive branch of government go without gun protection. And the fact that you can have whatever kind of guns you want to protect yourselves violates our civil rights day in and day out, every single day. Because you should have the same rights to protect your family, your neighborhood, the same way the government does. Unless you believe they are more important than you. Do you believe that their families are more important than your families? If you believe this, then you're already a servant. You're already subjugated. You're already a slave. And that's what you believe, then you want to be a slave to your government, that's fine. I personally don't want to do that. I don't want to be a slave to my government. I don't want my government to be lording over me, be in control of every aspect of my life. They need to back it down. We need to push them back down into the hole they came from. And you're not going to be able to do this without maintaining your guns. I know I sound like a broken record. Gun control is simply not about the guns. It's about the control. Why do you think we have free speech, freedom of the press, all these things? Because we have the guns. The Second Amendment backs up the rights that the First Amendment enumerate. They back up the rights of the First Amendment by the government knowing that the people can do what they have to do to defend themselves against possible government overreach. Now, granted, there are laws in place. There are procedures you have to go through. Like with the bump stocks, they took the bump stocks away saying they're illegal. People handed them in, they mailed them in, they got rid of them. Now they're legal again. However, if you go on the website to try and file paperwork to get your bump stock back, it is ridiculously, arduously impossible to do so. The forms you fill out are long and lengthy, and this is something that is your property, and they're just holding it, and they won't give it back to you without filling out all these government forms, without getting all this paperwork done, submitting it through the right channels within the right time frame. Imagine if they did that with your car. You get arrested for something, they take your car away, and then you have to fill out gobs of paperwork, lots of forms, pay all kinds of fines. Now, I don't know if there's any payments on any of these paperwork, but it has to be done within a certain time frame or you lose your car completely and you got to start over. even though you paid for it and it was your property, and they decided they were wrong and they shouldn't have taken it from you in the first place, and now you can have it back, but you're going to have to prove all these things. You're going to have to fill out all this paperwork in order to get your property back. This is absolutely ridiculous, but that's the way bureaucracy works. They're basically going to bury you in paperwork until you realize, my time is not worth what it would take for me to get that back. I could purchase a new one based on the 3, 4, 5, 6 hours of time I would have to invest to fill out all this paperwork and submit it, get it notarized, whatever they want it to be done. It's supposedly a very arduous, very strict process, and it takes a lot of effort and a lot of time to go through and fill out just to get a piece of your property back. Something that was already yours that was taken mistakenly, illegally from you, and in order to get it back, you have to prove everything on your side. Isn't it innocent till proven guilty? Well, in this case, you're guilty until you prove your innocence, until you prove that that's yours. They took it from you. They have your name on it. They know where they got it from. You submitted it with the right paperwork. They should just be able to send it right back to you, hand it back to you, have you come claim it at some government office. Even if they charge you for the shipping to send it back to you, that would be fine. But don't make it so impossible to fill out all this paperwork to get back property that's yours. And I have a feeling, you know, if they push for gun confiscation, the states that are going to be on board for us are going to be the most liberal states in the country. The Californias, the New Yorks, the Illinois, Washington's, Oregon's, those are going to be the states that are going to jump on this gun confiscation, and they're going to start trying to do it locally. Even though it violates the Constitution, they don't care. The federal government is turning a blind eye to what they don't want to see. Immigration laws are being violated in many states, and yet the federal government doesn't seem to care. They're not concentrating on that. But you violate a gun law, they're all over that. You violate a marijuana law, they don't care. Now, right or wrong, you need to enforce the law equally, and it needs to be enforced equally across the board. You can't decide to give somebody more rights than somebody else. Everybody should have the same rights, with the exception of possibly convicted felons. They give up their rights when they commit crimes. And if you haven't committed any crimes, your rights should be the same as any politician in Congress, in the Senate, in the presidency. You should have the same rights as any politician has. If they're guarded by people with guns, you should be able to guard your family, your house, your property, yourself with guns. It doesn't take away that right because they want to. And why would what are they planning on doing where they want to disarm you so bad? We talked about it last week. I had statistics on the numbers of people killed with guns. And I don't know if I have that here with me, but it was the fact that people killed with rifles of any type, including military style, if you want to call them assault rifles, was the very lowest group of deaths in the entire country. People killed with rifles. And this is not just people murdered with rifles. This was people accidentally killed with rifles, people who suicided themselves with rifles or long guns. And out of the, I think it was 85,000 possible or 85,000 gun deaths, 400 were killed with a rifle, 408. Now, if you look at that, that's less than 1%. Basically, a statistical anomaly. There's no way, less than 1% of the people. So if it's less than 1% of the deaths in this country are caused by rifle, why are the rifles the number one target of every politician trying to take guns away? Why is it the number one choice? I'm trying to figure this out because if you really want to stop violent crime, you got to start somewhere else. This is the lowest possible denominator here. Why would you want to start there? The reason is these are the weapons people can defend themselves against tyranny with the best. And they don't want people to defend themselves against that. They don't want people to be armed to the same level that the government is armed. Even though the government is run by the people for the people, they want it to be above the people and over the people. So when you cast your vote this November, when it comes up, when you have to make a choice, do your research. See where these people stand. Senator Warnock in Georgia, should Kamala try and pass mandatory gun confiscation, which she has repeatedly said she supports? He answered finally, yes. He believes gun confiscation should happen. So he doesn't believe the Constitution gives you any rights. He doesn't believe in the Second Amendment, obviously. It's funny, though, but he believes in abortion rights. He believes that the government shouldn't have any say into what happens in that doctor's waiting room, which I agree with them on that. That kind of decision needs to be made in the with the family members who are there. I agree with him completely on that point. But here, he is violating constitutional rights. And he's all for that. Because why? Because he, once he's a sitting senator for 6 years, he has rights, he has privileges, he has money coming in for the rest of his life to support him and his family and protect them, while you do not have those same rights or privileges. He feels he is above you in the way he does things. His family is more important than yours. That's right. If you don't believe it, look at what he says. Look at what he believes in. I guarantee you, his right to keep and bear arms will not go away. It will stay in place no matter what. And he may even have the people paid for by the government to support his right to keep and bear arms, to protect himself, his family. And if he doesn't want to give you that right, what does that say about him? He believes he's above you. He believes you're just a little pawn, and he is a king, a bishop, a castle. He is a higher ranking than you. He believes he is more important than you. And I don't believe any politician is more important than me. I believe we're all supposed to be equal. That's the way the Constitution was written, to provide for the best equality possible. And it has evolved throughout the years. Things have changed. I mean, we've gone from a time of slavery to no slavery. And yes, there was times in the Constitution where people of color were considered less than human or less than a full person. That has changed. All that has evolved. We made mistakes in the past coming through. Absolutely. We've made mistakes. And the thing is, history has evolved us into better people. But we still need to maintain our individual rights. Once you start dealing with a government as a collective, you run into the problems of you're going to start pushing class on people. This country was founded because we stood up to kings. We stood up to kings with the greatest navy in the world, a huge army, and said, you know what? F you. Forget you. We're not going to do that. We're not going to pay your taxes if we don't get to decide where some of the money goes. We're not going to do that. And we fought the largest empire in the world at the time, and we won our freedom for this country. And that freedom was based on equality for all people, equality under the law. And now these politicians have grown to the point where they don't believe any of that. They don't believe that's true. They believe themselves to be more important. And we need to turn the hands on the clock back on that particular aspect of things. People need to be considered equal no matter what. As long as you are an upstanding citizen, you're a law-abiding citizen, you should have the same rights as any politician who's serving our country. And that is indeed the term. They're serving. They are not supposed to rule. They are supposed to serve. They are supposed to represent the people who put them in office. And we don't hold them accountable. We let them put themselves on a pedestal, and we admire them up on that pedestal instead of pulling them down, saying, look, you're one of us. You're supposed to represent the people. You're not supposed to be our leader. You're not supposed to be our ruler. You're not supposed to be our boss. You're supposed to be serving our best interest. You're supposed to be serving the best interest of the people who put you in office to represent them. That's all they're supposed to do. And they start violating your rights, taking the guns away, yet keeping them for themselves, that becomes a big problem. And I'm just saying, I see that if Kamala's going to push for this, I don't know how she's going to go about enforcing it. I'm sure it's going to start off small with buyout programs. We're going to try and offer you money or give you tax incentives to hand in certain weapons. And they're going to start with certain ones, going, oh, only these are dangerous. The rest of these are okay. We believe in the Second Amendment, but just not on these particular guns. Now, if you believe your right to own a weapon should extend to anything and everything that the government is allowed to have within reason, I'm not saying every home needs a nuclear weapon. But when it comes to guns and ammunition, you should be able to have pretty much whatever you want. But if you believe in this, now is the time you may have to go out, spend that extra money, buy that extra gun that you wanted, because if by some chance Kamala wins office, she's going to probably push for some of the most stringent most radical gun control that this country has ever seen. And if you ever want a chance to own anything of a certain type or style that may be in danger, now's the time to do that. And I understand the economy's tough, times are tight, money's tight. But if you ever want that to be a reality, if you ever want to be able to purchase certain weapons that you think you'll be able to buy anytime you want down the road, you may have to adjust your thoughts in that process. If Kamala wins, there will be gun control coming up, and it's going to start with new things. Oh, well, we're just going to limit the sale of these from here on out. Then they're going to be secondhand. You're not going to be able to sell it once you have it. You can't sell it to anybody else. If you die, you can't pass it on to your children. You give it to us when you pass on. Your children can't keep any of these because they're illegal for anybody new to own. It's going to start off small. It's going to inch its way up. It's like boiling the frog. You put a frog in a pot of hot water, he jumps out. You put him in a pan of cold water and start the heat slow and just let it build up slowly, he's going to cook to death because he won't know when to jump out. That's what we have to stop from happening. We have to stop our rights from being cooked to death. And they're going to go small, an inch at a time. They're going to have all these things that sound like common sense. Yeah, we don't need military-style semi-automatic weapons. No, nobody needs those. Even though they're the smallest percentage of gun deaths are caused by rifles, that's the ones they're going for. Because they know those are going to be the hardest to confiscate from people. Because if they decide to fight back against an illegal confiscation, those are going to be the weapons that are going to be the hardest to take. And it's unfortunate that I even have to think about this. I should have no thoughts that the government's going to come and try and take weapons away. That Second Amendment is clear. The people's right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that's been violated by numerous states, numerous federal laws. They infringe on our rights all the time. And if we keep letting them go like this, they're going to convince us, well, nobody needs that. Nobody really needs this. Nobody needs to have access to those. Yeah, well, you know what? That's how it starts. They're going to start small. They're going to start boiling the frog. And before we realize it's too late to jump out, it's going to be done with. Your kids will never be able to own weapons again. And your grandkids will never know what one is. So unless you want to have your kids grow up like that, unable to defend themselves, unable to defend their families, unable to defend their homes, their businesses, then go ahead. Vote for the socialist. Vote for the one who wants to take your rights away. If she wins presidency, she will be protected for the rest of her life by men with guns and women with guns. You, on the other hand, if she gets elected, will not have that right. You will not be able to defend yourself with guns. You will have to rely on, I don't know what, maybe kitchen knives until they decide those are too dangerous. It's going to get to the point, if she gets elected and she pushes this agenda, which she's already voiced her opinion on, like Victor was saying earlier with Bernie, they interviewed him and said, oh no, she hasn't changed her position. She's just saying whatever she needs to say in order to get elected. She's telling you she's changing her position, but she hasn't. She's still one of the most liberal people in the Senate. When she was in the Senate, she was voted the most liberal senator. So keep that in mind when you're making elections, when you're making your decision to vote, when you're planning to go grab your ballot and see what's on it. Keep in mind, if you want to maintain your rights, you have to vote to keep them. All right, that's all I got today. I am Roger B. This has been Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.